And she wasn't, she was cold, I remember her.
Stillman.
Stillman, that's right.
And she had shingles once all over her eye and her face. And she died. But she used to get in many of little cupboards, wandering up one day. Of course, people had the rough, they brought their days, she said.
Yes, we would very much like to see the old photograph of the place.
Yeah,
as it was.
I asked Mrs. Foley if she had any photographs, but she hasn't. Not this one, the house.
I only got one photo of the Mrs. Wales. And that was when I made it possible. I'm just there walking and down the steps, and I've been in that hospital for a year.
I suppose you can remember when Queen Victoria died, can't you?
Yes.
You can too, when Queen Victoria died.
Yes. My brother was in the Navy then, and he got shipped where they went up the river when she died.
Mm. His father was born in 89. the garage was swept out and they had a lot of furniture in there. And of course there was buses and all in there. The men got the buses out, but they couldn't carry the furniture and another. Well, and that's how, of course, it's all altered. With that garage being burnt down, well then they built up the office and the flats above it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then there used to be two cottages run across in the yard, but where the yard is now, and where the depository is, was gardens.
Yeah.
And those two cottages that the gardens belonged to, well, of course, they bought it all, and that belonged to Cummins, really.
Yeah.
And then they sold it, and there you are.
Well, who is Dougie Good?
Dougie,
he always seems to wear his hat.
Always.
His bus driver's hat.
You never see him without it.
No.
He's
got
work for somebody else,
don't he? Well, he's quite old, too, isn't he?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you the oldest in Hubbard?
No, I'm not the oldest, but I'm the oldest and travels about.
Are you?
Yes. But, look at your sister-in-law, and she's 95, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And she never has come to me anything to get about, but she doesn't join anything. Of course, I'm from the office.
You belong to the
British Legion,
and where
you are.
Yes, you're very active, aren't you?
Yeah, we belong to all the British
Legion.
Yes. And we belong to two things in Finland.
Do
mm-hmm.
you go to the West Drive?
No,
I
don't
know,
but I don't know. I never went to
the
West.
Have another biscuit, Mrs.
Wilson.
No, you're more than
you have.
Thank you. Mrs. Wilson,
will you have one? More than you.
You have one.
Very nice, thank you.
Of course, when I was your case, well, I didn't belong to nothing. I didn't go very far.
No, you were too busy.
I was too busy,
yes, yeah. Did you have any
daughter? I've got a daughter, no.
Oh, yes. Where does she?
She's a pensioner, no, she's in Manchester.
Yes.
She comes out every month
to visit him. So all your family is
right here? Yes. I got a grandson in Kingstown and a granddaughter and a daughter. And then I got one mentor too. She come up yesterday.
So these are your grandchildren be quite grown up now, I
suppose. Oh, yes. They are, yes. And I've got a great-granddaughter. And a great grandson, the son has got a son, and the daughter has got a daughter. And then I got somebody in Australia.
Oh, lovely.
There's four children out there. That's step-grandchildren, not your children. Step-grandchildren. Belonging to my son's wife.
Oh, I see.
That's
very complicated, isn't it?
Yes.
Have another come to see Miss Woodle.
Do you? You never
say no. Never say no. I really like a little note.
Yeah.
But I was quite happy to be home all the
time. I'm very young.
I'm in the field.
Did you make your own bread?
No. We used to make a lot of cakes and all that sort of thing, but I never made the bread.
Was there a baker in the village in those days then?
Yes, there was a baker there, wasn't there?
But not latterly, no. The baker used to supply the shop from King's Station.
Yeah.
Called White. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, there isn't anything really that has it all from Finland or Sheldon.
Well, we only got two shops in the village, no? There used to be several in there. One down the bottom, one up the halfway up, and two up the top. And now there's only the two.
Yeah.
year. There was one next door to me.
There was
Yeah, that one has been there. But ever since I've been in the ship on till lack of years,
But now, of course,
I don't suppose even if somebody wanted to live with someone in a day, they wouldn't be allowed.
No, probably not. Really.
Because it wouldn't be hygienic enough, you see.
No, they have to change a lot.
Yeah, they have to change a lot,
Do you know Mr. Gill along the other end of your terrace?
Oh, yes.
Ken Gill.
Ken.
So he was in the army with me.
Oh, was he?
Yes.
Well, I never heard
that.
Oh, no,
Ken. So he worked on this hunt for Mr. Nilsson.
Oh, yes.
And as soon as he saw me, he recognized me. He says, reminded me we were in the army together.
Yes, of course, he's retired now. But I don't think they are. She's a village girl.